Just one halakha and the laws of Shabbat. Clearly the halakha differentiates between the beracha vashkivenu that we make during the week to the beracha vashkivenu that we make on Leil Shabbat. Vashkivenu during the week we pray for protection. The beracha en shomer et amo Yisrael mikol davar al ha'ad. Right before that we say hine lo yanum velo yishad shema Yisrael. So it's understood because during the week we need the protection of the Borei Olam. However, on Shabbat, the Zohar HaKadosh writes, and the Tur brings down, that the Shabbat actually protects us. The keeping of the Shabbat is reciprocal. When we keep the Shabbat in turn keeps us and protects us. Like the Ibn Ezra wrote in his Piyut, Ki Eshmera Shabbat El Yishmereni. And therefore, the Beracha Vashkivenu does not necessarily pray for Shemirah. We don't mention Shemirah in the Beracha Vashkivenu on the Shabbat, because the Shabbat itself protects us. The question would be, if a person on Shabbat, by mistake, said the regular Beracha Vashkivenu of during the week, the Halakha says, and the Chama Vadya brings it down in Chazon Vadya, Yatzah. Or for that matter, during the week, he said the Vashkivenu of Shabbat. Also, Yatza. So you really can't make too much mistakes over it, because no matter what you do, you're going to be okay. However, the Shara Kabanot brings down that it's very important to say V'agen ba'adenu ufros alenu sukat shelomecha. At that point over there, we actually receive and accept the Neshama Yitera of Shabbat, a Friday night. So the question would be, let's say a person made a mistake and he said the regular Ashkibenu of Yemot Achol on Friday night. Shomer et amo Yisrael la'ad, amen. Finished. But he didn't say the magic words of V'agen ba'adenu ufros alenu. So the Kaf HaChaim says a big chidush. He says because of this, one would have to go back and repeat those words, ufros alenu, Sukkat Shalomecha, V'takenenu Malkenu Mesod Lufanecha, Baruch, Shomer, Aporeh, Sukkat Shalom Aleinu, V'alamo Yisrael Yerushalayim, Amen. Beli Shem U'Malchut. But he would have to go back and repeat those words. That's the way the Kaf HaChaim comes out. Although the Menuchat Ahava argues, he says it's a hefsek by going back. Chacham Avadya in Chazon Avadya clearly writes, it's not considered a hefsek. And the proof of the Menuchat Ahava is not a proof. And he agrees with the Kaf HaChaim. So therefore, halakha lemaaseh, if somebody said, Ashkibenu, of the weekday, on Friday night, Yatzah, he doesn't have to go back. But he should go back to repeat the words, V'agen ba'adenu, ufros alenu, sukat shelomecha, v'takenenu, baruch, haporeh, sukat shelomo, v'chuleh.